A team of Israeli and Palestinian boys and girls, called the Peace Team, battles against a squad from Rwanda, called Hope, in the Football for Hope tournament. The participants are from disadvantaged communities, many of which have been scarred by conflict and poverty. There are teams from Sierra Leone, Cambodia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Serbia, as well as from Australia, Britain, and the United States. There are no referees in the tournament. The players must settle any fouls or disputes themselves. The matches have attracted thousands of fans from this struggling Johannesburg community to celebrate hope and social change. The football governing body FIFA sponsors the program in partnership with 50 civic groups. Federico Adieki is FIFA's head of corporate responsibility.
The purpose of Football for Hope is that of using the power of the game of football in order to address social challenges around the world. It's a movement that was created back in 2005 in order to address those social challenges, in order to make a concrete contribution with the game of football.
The program seeks to promote education on health and children's rights, peace building, anti-discrimination, HIV/AIDS, and the environment. 18-year-old Selo Mahlangu is the coach of Team Alexandra, which is hosting the tournament. A local volunteer, he lives with his mother and three siblings in Alexandra.
Actually, this event has done a lot for me. I've been to many places, done many interviews. It has given me opportunities.
This is the first tournament FIFA has held as part of its Football for Hope program. Adieki says there will be more because FIFA wants the World Cup to leave a legacy.
Football for Hope movement is our permanent activities, are part of our social responsibility, and they have been going on now for 5 years, and they will continue long after 2010 and even 2014.
FIFA has pledged to build 20 Football for Hope centers across Africa this year. Adieki says it wants to show that football can be a powerful force to unite communities and improve the lives of less fortunate people. Scott Bob, VOA News, Alexandra, Johannesburg.